Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Standing on a mountain looking down on a city, the way he ought to feel is a dog.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there will help you with your small business, including the body of work that Wally Bach has presented with, to us, has deposited with us, has given us, and we're the happy beneficiaries of his knowledge and wisdom and time. Wally is an original founding member of our Brain Trust going all the way back to 1997. He's helping people write books these days. Writing a book with Wally .com is his website. He's the co-author of one book that I know, Ruthless Focus, plus a bunch of others. Wally, thanks again for hanging out with us. In the previous segment, we were talking about, we're just setting the stage for helping people understand that if they want to write a book, today they can do it. If they want to get a book published, today they can do it. So we got all those excuses off the table. Now, let's talk about what's going to be between the covers. What's going to be between the front and the back cover? What's the stuff inside? What do you think?
I think not enough people pay attention to it. And I think ultimately that's what makes the book. I mean, the reason that people buy a book may start with what they see on the cover, mm-hmm. or who the author is or the rest of it. But the reason they continue to read it all the way through, and the reason sometimes that they go back to it, is what's inside. So it's how can you deliver value,
which hopefully, in my opinion, is an original content. It could be. It may not be fancy. It may not be. It may not be. Erudite. It may not be urbane or philosophical. It just, in my opinion, it just needs to be original and non-derivative. What do you think? No, regardless, if it's growing roses or potatoes or what, it doesn't matter. As long as it's non-derivative, it's original. That's my opinion. What do you think?
Well, I think original can be pretty broad. Mike LaBeouf liked to say that the great ideas are too good to be new. So you're not going to come up with the great insight.
No, I mean
but,
you're original.
But you have your own. Yeah. You have your take.
That's
you
it.
Have your way of applying it. You have your way of presenting it.
That's what I mean.
One of the things I get from coaching clients, Jim, is people who say, "Well, you know, I don't really have anything new to say," and my response always is, well, but you have a new way to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
You have your own stories or your own research that other people haven't heard before. And the fact is that there's thousands of business books published every year. Mm-hmm. And somewhere out there, there's a couple of people at least who are going to be helped if you do your own original content, and you mm-hmm. help them either answer a question or solve a problem. You don't have to, be Jim Collins.
My first book.
One of those is probably plenty.
My first book was a book on selling that I put together to deliver at seminars that I was teaching on sales when I first started my consulting business back in '89 and '90. And I still run into people. Now it was a rudimentary. It was just spiral bound, comb mm-hmm. bound.
Oh yeah, I did one
and,
of those.
Anyway, it was just it was put together. It covered the basics, but it was my ideas, and it wasn't anything all that special except that the people I was talking to had never heard of this stuff before. Some of the stuff that I'd learned was Xerox and Sears in the Army, but anyway, I still run into people sometimes who tell me, you know what, Jim, I've still got the book you gave us at that seminar, and I still use it.
Mm-hmm. That always amazes me. That has happened to me. It's happened to a couple of my clients.
Yeah. You never know. You're not going to save the world, but you can help people one person at a time, can't you?
That's the only way. I mean, you don't do that stuff wholesale. It's all retail, one at a time.
Can I throw something out that I'd like to offer to people with regard to what's inside? Folks, try not to be so self-referential. If you're going, you can talk about your experiences, but this is where somebody like Wally comes in handy. Molly, I hope that I know that you when people start give you a manuscript or a chapter that they've written, or you've asked them to do some homework or whatever, I know when they come to you, you back them off from all the I me my stuff. There are ways to get first person across without starting every sentence with I. What do you think?
you can't tell a story if all you talk about is yourself.
Yeah.
And I mean, good stories put other people in the play, their own place. It's you insert yourself into their life. I think one thing I want to add, though, is most people try to wait to write until they've got it sort of perfect in their head.
Oh, no.
And I tell my clients all the time, just write it. Get it out. Do that, what I call it, the zero draft. Get it out. Because we can't do anything with it until it's out. We can't decide what's important, how to fix it, what order to put it in, what to get more details about.
Well, amateurs don't realize that a chapter starts out as a bunch of paragraphs that are sort of connected to each other, but they're not in the right order. Maybe the paragraph in the middle of 10 paragraphs gets broken in half, and the top half goes to the bottom, and the bottom half goes to the top.
Actually, I have started keeping a stroke count of this.
Yeah.
But when I do coaching with people on blog posts,
quickly,
that's the single most common thing that I do is we move a paragraph from maybe a third of the way down to become the opening paragraph.
Just start writing, folks. Get it out of yourself. And we're going to come back with Wally Bach after these messages. WritingABookWithWally.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.